At the top of our program today, open enrollment for health insurance offered through the Affordable Care Act has begun again. The enrollment period runs through February 15th, but anyone wanting coverage by the beginning of the year needs to enroll by December 15th. Michiganders without health coverage can enroll in plans offered by 16 different insurance carriers. Federal data suggests that about 250,000 Michigan residents who are eligible for coverage under Obamacare have yet to get it. And to learn more about the new enrollment period, we welcome back to Current State Aaron Nodder. Aaron is the state director for the group Enroll America. Hi, Aaron.
Hello, good morning.
I see about 250,000 eligible people have not signed up, and state officials expect more to sign up this year. Is your organization expecting more people to sign up this time around?
You know, our primary purpose is to be out in communities, you know, knocking on doors and making phone calls and making sure that no one misses out on this opportunity to connect to coverage during the second open enrollment period.
Help us understand this. Are people required to renew every year?
They're not necessarily required. However, we're encouraging those folks that did participate last year to go back to the marketplace and to take a look, because as you just said, there are more companies on the market marketplace. There are more plans this year, and they might be able to find a plan that meets their needs better, or they might discover that they qualify for additional financial assistance.
Why would someone who didn't enroll last year sign up this year?
Well, I think because, you know, we've seen that the Affordable Care Act has been a success. You know, by having quality affordable health coverage, people have the peace of mind that goes with, you know, having insurance. They don't no longer have to worry about if they have an accident or get sick, that they're going to make those difficult financial decisions. How am I going to pay medical debt and bills versus my mortgage, my rent payment, my car payment, things like that?
Have eligibility requirements changed at all?
Nope, there's been no changes. Again, we're out in communities letting people know that the bell rang on Saturday, and they have until December 15th to enroll if they want their coverage to begin on January 1. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the marketplace will be open until February 15th.
Last year's rollout was plagued by serious computer problems. Have those been worked out?
They have. You know, we had assisted organizations across the state on Saturday and Sunday. We were in enrollment events, you know, from Grand Rapids to Detroit, Lansing, and Kalamazoo, and we heard nothing but positive feedback from consumers that the marketplace was running seamlessly. Also, you know, window shopping began last week, and we saw an uptick in consumers, you know, going to the marketplace even before open enrollment to take a look at their options. And what's changed also this year is, you know, there are applications for your iPhone or your tablet. Again, making it as easy as possible for consumers to connect to coverage.
Just since Saturday, though, no serious problems to report?
We've heard nothing across the state or the country, for that matter, in terms of a serious problem to report.
Now, in terms of helping people who do have problems, you do step in there. How exactly does your organization assist people?
Well, we connect people to in-person assisters throughout the state and in, you know, the greater Lansing area. We advertise, we tell people where there's going to be open enrollment events. We help schedule people for rents, for events that aren't, you know, walk-ins. And so one of the places people can go is to our website at getcoveredamerica.org. You put in your zip code and you'll find in-person assistance within a few miles of your home or your work.
Aaron Nodder is our guest here on Current State. Aaron's the state director for the group Enroll America, and we're talking about the new enrollment period, which has just reopened for persons seeking health coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Penalties for not enrolling are going up at least $325 per adult, or 2% of income, whichever is greater, up to a cap. What impact is that having or is likely to have?
You know, we have heard that the fine is a motivator for some individuals to sign up for coverage. But again, when we're in communities across the state, you know, people really are celebrating the fact that they have the opportunity to obtain quality coverage for the first time ever. And again, it's that peace of mind of knowing that if an accident happens, if their kid gets hurt on the playground, if they happen to get cancer, that they no longer have to worry about the financial consequences that go with being uninsured.
Can you tell us about federal subsidies here? Those are playing quite a key role in helping some people be able to afford to enroll.
Sure. Last time, 272,000 Michiganders enrolled in the marketplace, and we know that 87% of them qualified for financial assistance. You know, the average cost of all the plans in Michigan during that time period was right around $97. The average tax credit was around $246. So again, financial assistance was key, and that's available to consumers this time around as well.
I see nearly 50% of Michigan participants pay less than $50 a month for a plan.
That's correct. You know, I was just talking to an individual the other day in my hometown of Kalamazoo who was celebrating the fact that, you know, she's a bookkeeper. She hadn't had insurance for over 15 years. She makes about $25,000 a year, and she's thrilled with her silver plan that's costing her $83 a month. Mm.
You mentioned a few minutes ago there are a few more carriers that are participating this time around than last, 16 here in the Michigan system now, up from 12 a year ago. What might that mean to costs?
Well, I think that what that means is that there's going to be competition amongst these carriers. You know, people, the carriers want your business, and so they're going to be offering plans that are attractive, you know, trying to generate the business on the marketplace. So I think this is good news for consumers. It's going to drive costs down ultimately. It's going to be more competition, and folks are going to have access to better quality, affordable health coverage.
What do we know about deductibles and copays this time around?
You know, deductibles and copays change. You know, they've been changing prior to the Affordable Care Act. Sometimes they go up, sometimes they remain the same. But again, the good news is there's competition on the marketplace, and we're encouraging people, whether they connected to coverage last time or they're going through the renewal process, to take a look, you know, go back to the marketplace, sit down with an in-person assister, and see what your options are during this open enrollment period.
Our guest is Aaron Nodder, state director of the group Enroll America. Again, we're talking about the new enrollment period for health coverage under the Affordable Care Act, which launched just again on Saturday. After a year, Aaron, what's been the impact on doctors' offices and hospitals? Are they seeing more visits, and is capacity any kind of issue?
Well, you know, one of the most notable the circumstances that hospitals are seeing is, you know, less emergency room visits, less uninsured folks coming in, and there's been a decrease in uncompensated care. And that's good news all around. Again, you know, that's not being spread to those of us with insurance, because more people are covered, and that's ultimately going to make the system work better for all of us.
What's the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services doing to enroll people? I know they're involved in this.
You know, I couldn't tell you exactly if they have open hours or enrollment, but they're a partner of ours. You know, they help streamline the message about, you know, where information is. They have a quality website that gives consumers the facts. It complements our website. And again, you know, we're telling people to not miss out on this opportunity, that, you know, there is in-person assistance available. You just have to seek it out. And that's the job of our staff and volunteers, is to make sure that we connect consumers to coverage.
I'm sure you're aware of the larger political landscape. I mean, the Republicans now control, or will control, the U.S. Senate beginning in January here. What are your thoughts here regarding the political future of Obamacare and the ACA?
You know, my thoughts are, right now I'm not really worried that consumers will be dissuaded from signing up for coverage regardless of the politics around the Affordable Care Act. You know, that's because right now, nothing will impact the marketplace. Nothing will impact the financial assistance. So we're making sure that everybody knows that during open enrollment too, Washington, D.C. is not going to change immediately, you know, their access to coverage. We also know that consumers are hungry for those affordable health insurance options that are made available. So again, we're hammering home the message. The marketplace is open. Financial assistance is available, as is in-person assisters.
Once again, the enrollment period runs through February 15th here for the health insurance offered through the Affordable Care Act. But anyone wanting coverage by the beginning of the year needs to enroll by December 15th. Lo and behold, that's less than a month away. Michiganders without health coverage can enroll in plans offered by 16 different insurance carriers. Remind our listeners of your website and how they can contact you, Aaron.
You know, our website is at getcoveredamerica.org, and they can go to that website, find in-person assistance, use our calculators to get an estimate of the financial assistance they qualify for, as well as to check out events that are happening nearby.
Aaron Nodder, state director of the group Enroll America. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.